Chapter 6. Detective Davis opened his notebook. The landlord of the pub is called Frank Benson. I showed him a photograph of Mr. Foster. He says that Jeremy Foster was in the pub. He came in quite late. It was about 10 o'clock, and he was on his own. He ordered a drink and sat at the bar. After a while, he walked over to a man sitting at a table. There was a loud argument. The landlord had to stop it. The shouting was upsetting the other customers, said Detective Davis. That's interesting, said Detective Stones. Mrs. Foster said her husband did not go into pubs. He didn't like them. Well, the landlord is sure it was him. He hadn't seen him in the pub before, though. What about the other man? Asked Detective Stones. Does the landlord know who he is? Yes, replied Detective Davis. He goes to the pub quite often. The detective looked down at his notebook. His name is Donald Thompson, and he lives in the houses on the other side of the railway. Good work, men. Do you know his address? Detective Stones asked. He was pleased because his team had done a good job. Yes, replied Detective Davis. I checked on the computer. He lives at 15 Oak Street. Detective Stones looked at his watch and said, Right, he's probably home from work now. I'll go and see him. Detective Davis, you can come with me. The two men drove to Oak Street. They were both excited. Donald Thompson might be the murderer. Detective Stones knocked on the door. It opened, and they saw a tall man with black hair. He was about 35 years old. Mr. Thompson? Asked the detective. Yes, the man replied. What do you want? Detective Stones showed his card. We're the police. May we come in? We want to talk with you. Why? Asked Donald Thompson. I haven't done anything. Why do you want to speak to me? May we come in? Repeated the detective. Donald Thompson stared at the two men. Then he stood to the side, and the detectives went into the house. The man did not offer the police officers a drink, and he did not ask them to sit down. So, what do you want? He asked. Were you in the King's Head pub on Tuesday evening? Asked Detective Stones. Yes, he replied. Why? Did you meet Jeremy Foster there? I didn't meet anyone, replied Donald Thompson. I just went for a quiet drink. I don't think you are telling the truth, Mr. Thompson. The landlord says you were talking with Jeremy Foster. Oh, well, yes, I spoke with him. I didn't go there to meet him, though. He came over to my table when I was there. I see, said the detective. And what did you talk about? Nothing, really. He was angry and shouting, so I left. What was he angry about? Asked the detective. He was surprised. Mrs. Foster said her husband never got angry. I was his boss at the factory. We had less work. We couldn't keep all the employees. Some people lost their job. Jeremy Foster was angry when he lost his job. He blamed me, replied Donald Thompson. So you had an argument in the pub? Asked Detective Davis. No, not really, replied Donald Thompson. I wanted a quiet drink. He came to my table and started shouting at me. I didn't argue with him. I said I was sorry. I didn't want anyone to lose their job. What happened next? Asked the detective. He kept shouting at me, and I finished my drink and left the pub. What did Jeremy Foster do? Asked Detective Stones. I don't know. I didn't see him again, said Donald Thompson.